on.
15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And a very happy Football Wednesday to you. Vic Carucci here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. One in store for you tonight. The voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joins us to talk training camp. We move ever so close to that day. We're talking July 25th when training camp opens for all the players in camp. The rookies are coming to town on Friday, and we'll be checking in, and they'll be on the field and doing some things beforehand. That's the tradition, or the standard, I should say, throughout the NFL. Rookies come in first, and then they're joined by the vets. The rookies get a little chance to get some orientation, to get their legs under them, to sort of get that unrealistic feel of what camp is like, and then it turns real when the vets show up. And that'll be the case again on July 25th. So that's what we're targeting for. So Jim Donovan and I will get together and chat about, well, all things camp-related, some of the biggest storylines going into camp. You get some different opinions on those. You get some different takes on those. Mary Kay Cabot was aboard yesterday from the Cleveland Plain Dealer to give her thoughts. And now we'll hear from the voice of the Browns. We'll also do what we love to do on the show, get the national perspective. Albert Breer, fine member of the NFL Network broadcast team and a fine writer for NFL.com. He's a veteran NFL scribe, worked in Dallas and Boston among his stops in his journalistic career of covering the NFL. So we'll get his thoughts on this Browns team. And he's got some for sure. Ohio State guy, by the way, also Albert Breer. So he's got that going for him. And then we'll hear what he has to say about other things going on around the National Football League. He was one of the reporters for NFL Network assigned to the Aaron Hernandez story. He's based in Boston, so he was pretty close to that piece. We'll certainly want to hear what he has to say about that, give his take on that. And as always, your voice matters, your thoughts, your opinions. You share them with us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns underscore daily. You hit me up directly at VICCARUCCI on Twitter, and I encourage your follow there if you're not already doing so. And one of the loyalists on these follows, he comes up with good stuff. He does. So we like to incorporate his voice into the show quite often. His name is Paul, and he visits us via Twitter. And he says, I'm going to get a couple of points that he makes over a couple of tweets, but he says here, I want to share this. It seems the players are in better shape than years past. If we can get through camp injury-free, does the strength coach get the MVP for the Browns? You know, that's really a good thought, and I like where you're coming from there. Brad Roll, of course, the strength and conditioning coach for the Browns, and there has been a lot to be said for the conditioning of this club. And you see it, you could see during the off season a lot of running. Now, okay, and then you stop and say, well, football team, you know, pro sports team, you run, right? Yeah, it's standard. I mean, what's new about that? That's there are different degrees of how hard you're going to push players and how much running and how much stamina work you're going to build and emphasize in conditioning. He emphasizes it more clearly than Kent Johnston did, his predecessor here with the Browns. And it's not to say one guy's way is better than another, but he is the new guy. He's the guy Rob Jedzinski brought in. They have that history together from the University of Miami. And we introduced him to you with an interview or two talking about the conditioning program and as he was getting the players together for the start of that during the offseason. They did a lot of work on the strength side. And players, to a man, told you they were running. The ones who were here previously told you how much more running they've done. And I'll tell you what, you think about how hot it is today and how hot it's been really this week. And training camp's right around the corner, and the anticipation would be, I mean, maybe we'll get a break or the players will get a break from Mother Nature and it'll cool it down a little bit. But you think of oppressive heat like this, you better be in top shape for that. And then Paul adds via Twitter, the rookies show up Friday, so what do they do? Plus the vets seem to be there, have been around. Can they work together without coaches? No work is being done. Actually, coaches aren't really around in any full way or sense. They're kind of wrapping up their final days of vacation, recharging their batteries, because it's a long, long year for them, a lot of grind, a lot of hours. So the rookies will show up, and yes, they will get on the field, though, not with veterans, but just the rookies, and they'll get some orientation. They'll do some classroom time and such to really just have a chance to be up to speed as much as they can when the tempo of training camp gets started. And the tempo of camp, much different than what you get in the offseason. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to talk much more about this Browns training camp ahead with our good buddy Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
we're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
We're going to have a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down, stop. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. Keep the party moving. Stop. Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM also relieves coughs, and Mucinex D also relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Use as directed.
Hey. You, with the chronic back pain, do you keep waking up with a stiff back? Does it hurt most when you're trying to rest it? It may not be anything you did to your back. It could be me, ankylosing spondylitis, an autoimmune disease that inflames the spine and can also affect other joints. Hard on your back? And hard to say. I mean, ankylosing spondylitis? That's a mouthful. So I propose you just call me AS. You know, achy spine. Annoyingly stiff or awfully stubborn, whatever I'm known as, you'll want to know more.
Could your recurring back pain be AS? Go to asbackpain.com and take a short quiz to find out if your symptoms point to an inflammatory condition like ankylosing spondylitis. Hard to say, but easy to find out about. It's all at asbackpain.com.
So remember my name, ankylosing spondylitis, even if you can't say it.
Take the free back pain quiz at asbackpain.com. Then talk to your doctor. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Yes, it's a football Wednesday. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, giving you a little Hall & Oates to put you in the right mood for this upbeat Browns chatter. Browns fans unite. Reserve your seats now for three Cleveland Browns games starting at $99 with the three-game flex plan, including the home opener against the Dolphins or division rivals Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 to reserve your seats today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak & Lube. The voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, joins us now to talk about, training camp, Jim. It's now only 8 days away. It is, and it's my birthday today, Vic. So
happy birthday to you!
Thanks. I'm glad that they didn't start camp today because it really is a week long celebration in the Donovan household to celebrate a birthday.
A lot of candles going on too, right?
There are a lot of candles. There's one more than there was last year, but that's good. Counting down now. Really excited. Boy, it'd be tough to be out on those practice fields today, though, in the middle of this heat. But I think everyone is, you know, anticipating camp, anticipating the storylines of camp, and there are plenty of them.
And I know this isn't a new thing with this team, certainly, to have new people, new coaches, new players come into play, new front office people. That's not a new thing to the Browns, except that there seems to be right now, correct me if I'm wrong, a much greater sense of anticipation for what we're about to see just because of the nature of some of these changes, and there's some excitement about it because there seems to be far greater investment in this team and making this team better than what we've seen in recent years.
Yeah, I think so. I think investments is a good way to describe it too, Vic. I think that, you know, you take a look at it, and I think when Jimmy Haslam came here, he was excited to be in the club now as an NFL owner, and it really excited to get it going. But last year was a really awkward, you know, very unique situation because he was the owner of the team, but he had to be voted in by the other members of the ownership group. But that came like 6 weeks into the season. So they had kind of 10 games under their own wing, but now they've had a full off season, and they've had a full year really to prepare for this. And this is their act now. I mean, they're not taking over somebody else's team. They've had a chance to put the wheels in motion and guide it the way they want to do it. So we're going to get a look at what their idea of the Cleveland Browns is, and that will start next week.
And the fascination goes, I think, well beyond just looking at how these players perform on the field. I think there's a whole separate piece here in just watching the philosophical approach to camp and this coaching staff, how they're going to do things. Because we saw signs of it during the off-season workouts, Jim, where some intricate types of coaching, some dynamics like, you know, working the use of tennis balls among the defensive backs for better hand-eye coordination so that they're going to intercept passes versus drop them or constantly knock them down. Little things like that are big things. And then seeing the effects of the strength and conditioning that this team is going through now. So I think that, too, is another part of what will look different. I'm trying to zero in on things that fans will notice that are different from before.
Well, I think that Rob Schutzinski was a very popular coach when he was here. I think he was a very popular coordinator when he was here because it represents, though short in span of time, it was a very explosive offense when he was guiding it. Even the year after they went 10-6, they could score points. They had difficulty in stopping the other team from scoring points, but that didn't land in his lap. So I think when people remember him coming here, I think they remember him coming here and Romeo Crennel handing him the offense, and then the offense just really unexpectedly exploding. I mean, when you think of that first year when he really took over calling plays, and in the opening game of the season, Vic, against Pittsburgh, they are getting blown out, and Charlie Fry is the starting quarterback. And by the second quarter, Derek Anderson comes in, and then, boom, it explodes. Not on opening day, but the second week of the season and on after that, they scored a lot of points. They were somebody that you really had to respect offensively. So I think the fans are saying, hey, we liked him when he was an offensive coordinator here, and we liked the offense. It was aggressive, it was attacking, and it was effective, and we haven't been able to say that a great deal since the Browns have come back in 1999. So I think on that point alone, people are excited to see, all right, now what's he going to be as a head coach here?
And what will make them even more excited is seeing Brandon Whedon look like he's made a lot of progress.
Yeah.
Look like the guy that you need to have as your franchise starter, not just the guy occupying the position, and to really make it clear, because we saw this last summer, there was a clear distance between Whedon's physical ability and that of Colt McCoy, that of everybody else, Thaddeus Lewis, on this football team in camp. And that's got to shine through this year. It's a different dynamic with a Jason Campbell and all his experience that he brings, and the fact that he has started so many more games, and the fact that Brian Hoyer, another experienced guy, has a whole different style physically. He doesn't have that arm that the other two guys have. But I think for the sake of what we keep touting, which is North Turner's coaching ability of quarterbacks, that technical sense, that quarterback doctor that he is, the results of it have to show in what? A guy who's more accurate, who is more consistent, who gets the ball out of his hands faster, who operates with a greater sense of urgency.
Yeah. I think if you listed storylines coming into this training camp, I don't think you'd be wrong in saying number one is quarterback, number two is quarterback, and number three is quarterback, and those are your three stars that you give after, hockey night in Canada every Saturday night. And I really do believe that, Vic, because I think if you just take a look at Whedon and say, well, he should be better anyway, because he played a lot last year. I mean, he only missed the last game of the season, and, you know, he only missed like a quarter of the last, of when he got hurt. The second to last game was when he got hurt in Denver, and then he missed the last quarter of that game, and then the whole final game of the season over in Pittsburgh. He played a lot of football. He played in good weather, bad weather. He played on turf and on grass. He played in wind and rain. He played in domes. He played, you know, he played home and he played away. So, I mean, that alone, he should be better. Now you add in Norv Turner in this offense, which everyone, at least in verbiage, says that this is going to be friendlier to what kind of quarterback his skills are, then I think that, you know, he becomes a huge part of the story. Vic, every afternoon I watch these NFL shows on ESPN and the NFL Network, and they have these categories, which quarterback is on the hot seat? And Whedon's always on the list.
Yes, so, he is.
There are a lot of eyes on him.
Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR. So, Jim, as we talk about, we've covered a lot of big picture things and storylines, but there are other storylines. There are more, I think, legitimate position battles. Let's say quarterback is pretty much Brandon Whedon, show it or don't show
right.
it, but you know, hopefully he evolves there. But on the defensive side of the ball, this is where the big question marks lie, right? Who is that cornerback starting next to or across from Joe Hayden? Who is that safety paired back there with T.J. Ward?
Yeah.
And who's kicking?
Yeah, and,
those are huge questions.
Yeah, and who's returning it?
And who's returning?
And the other big question, Vic, is, and this is just because of what they've done defensively in the way they're going to line up, how are these defensive ends going to do now as outside linebackers? And that any time a team goes through this kind of change defensively in scheme and they go from the 3-4 to a 4-3 and then back to a 3-4, you always wonder, okay, you can't change all of the people in 1 year and get perfect people to play these positions. You are going to ask guys to really learn a new position, and they're going to have to learn it in a short period of time, and they're going to learn it at the NFL level, which is very difficult. So it would be fascinating to see how a guy like Jabal Sheard does this year, and it will be, of course, very intriguing to watch Mingo when he gets out there, the Browns' top draft choice. But some of these players that really played pretty well in their first year or 2 years here under the last coaching staff, and how are they going to do now in a different defense and under a different coordinator who really wants to throw the whole bag of tricks at it?
Yeah, and it really starts with, as you say, the outside linebackers who are part of a linebacking core that, you know, what does this team have there? DeQuell Jackson, we know. We know what he's been, and a steady guy in the 4-3 and a guy who finally got some recognition from a league-wide standpoint this past year, Pro Bowl-wise. But in terms of this group, this unit, Paul Kruger working as an outside linebacker as a regular player, not a specialist, not coming in certain situations, that's a whole different world for him.
Yep.
And Jabal Sheard, we know the different world from him picking up his hand now and standing up as an outside linebacker. We heard so many great reviews about him in the offseason. Are we going to continue to see that, Jim? Because those are part of the questions surrounding this team.
And the big thing that you don't see in mini camps and OTAs, of course, is you don't hit and you don't tackle. And defensively, that probably puts them back into more of a touch football, flag football mode. So we probably aren't going to get definitive answers until they get out on the field and they really start to hit, which happens in training camp, and we see them in those four preseason games, which to a team like the Browns now, Vic, and to players like Sheard and whoever is going to battle for that safety spot and whoever is going to try and be the other cornerback on the other side of Joe Hayden, those four games become precious games for them. They're like regular season games to get to the regular season for these guys to try and win a spot and prove that they can play in this defense.
And I think, as you put it, how much can we glean from these camp practices? They're so controlled. I mean, it's such a tough thing to sort of gauge because There's limits on how much they can do out there. But the preseason games would be another one. And then how much exposure do you have to give everybody to make sure they're aboard without that risk of injury? Because we don't know what the depth is, Jim, especially with a team this young. You don't want to think about too many or any starters being out of there.
That really is, and that will be something that Rob Chudzinski will be pressed on and asked about a great deal, is how much do you play these guys? And does a team like the Browns, so young and trying to learn new systems on both sides of the ball, do regulars now need more playing time during preseason games? Or do you just say, hey, listen, let's give them the minimum, maybe just a pinch over the minimum, and just trust that their athletic ability and in the classroom and in the film room, they're going to learn it. And then on opening Sunday against Miami at Brown Stadium, they're going to be very, very good. That's a tricky equation, isn't it? It's an equation I thought they failed at a little bit last year, and I know I've been on record with you on this show saying I thought Whedon needed to play more during the preseason last year, and I thought that's why he had a bit of a hiccup, well, really a big hiccup in that opening game against Philadelphia. So that's a coach's nightmare right now, is to come up with the right amount of playing time, and for that matter, reps and practice time in these next 4 or 5 weeks.
And it'll be fascinating to see how this works with Josh Gordon, because this is a guy you know who is not going to be on the field in those first two games. So what's the balance between Josh getting him prepared and ready to roll, and Josh, the guy who's going to replace Josh, getting him prepared to start those first two games? I think there's an interesting balance of these two reps, because after this camp ends, this guy's off of football for two solid weeks.
Right.
And that doesn't maybe sound like a lot, but it really is.
Yeah, that's the hard part is, and people need to realize that Gordon can be in training camp, and he can play in all four preseason games. You could play him all the way if you wanted to. But once the preseason is over, once that game week comes up for the game one of the regular season, he will not be even here, right, at the facility, and he won't be able to be with the team. So the next time they'll get him is in game three. Now, how much do you have to get him ready and then anticipate that he won't lose anything in those 2 weeks and he'll be ready to go in game three? And the most important thing is, you're right, the guy that's going to have to play in those first two games now, he's got to be ready.
Yeah, and he's got to develop some kind of rapport with Brandon Whedon. Brandon Whedon has to feel comfortable with, we are talking about the number one receiver on this team, and Gordon. So how much of this is Josh, how much of this is Greg Little taking up that role? How much of this is the, quote, other guy, whoever that is? I mean, it's not Devon Best, because he's got a very designated slot role. So are you taking a Travis Benjamin and putting him outside?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you dealing with that? And I think those are some of the key, among the many key questions, which, as I said at the outset, makes this as fascinating a camp as I've seen.
It's a difficult thing to do, because I know the Browns were waiting, and we were all waiting during training camp last year on a Joe Hayden verdict on when he was going to be suspended and when it was going to hit. But I thought that they did a pretty good job. They got the people ready as much as they could. The problem was Dmitri Patterson got hurt right away, you know, and all of a sudden you had to get Buster Screen in. But they played a lot of defensive backs, as you remember, during training camp. And I'm sure they're going to have to do that now with wide receivers, with the Gordon suspension. Definitely. Now they know when it's going to hit in the first two games. We were waiting on Hayden. If you remember last year, he played the opener, and then it hit after that. They lost him for the four games. No matter which way you look at it, it's a tough loss for the team, but you got to get over it, and everybody's got to deal with it, and somebody's got to go in and play, and it's a big opportunity for somebody.
Jimmy, it's great. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy the rest of this.
Thank you, Vic.
Wonderful.
Vic,
holiday.
I want to just say, for the people who cannot see us right now, this studio is nicer than my first apartment when I moved to Cleveland 30 years ago.
That's great. Well, we do things in style, and that's part of our gift to you.
Thank you.
He is the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, and he joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And there is much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Home.
I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, keep moving!
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all.
Hey,
ladies. Oh, yeah.
We're moving.
Pepsi, live for now.
What's Charlie yelling about?
He's watching a stock car race.
I didn't know he was into racing.
Oh, yeah. Big time now that he entered the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes.
Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes?
Yeah. Every time Ryan Newman finishes a race in the top 5, Quicken Loans will make a monthly mortgage payment for 5 lucky winners.
I want to enter.
Well, here. Just go to QLRacing.com and sign up. Look.
Hey, that was easy. I'm in. Come on, Ryan. Mama needs a mortgage payment.
Be sure to enter the Quicken Loans Bring It Home sweepstakes at QLRacing.com. If Ryan Newman finishes in a top 5 race position, Quicken Loans will make a mortgage payment for 5 lucky winners. It's one more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Price up to $2,000. No purchase necessary. Ends November 16th, 2013 at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 years or older. To enter and for official rules, go to QLRacing.com. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Bring it home, Ryan.
It's National Tire and Batteries $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change. All the extras for just $24.99. Up to 6 quarts of conventional Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your air pressure sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluid. The savings are incredible. For just $24.99, you get it all. Valvoline oil and a brand new filter. Plus, we'll rotate your tires and reset your sensors. Then we'll check your battery, brakes, belts, and hoses, and top off your fluids. Why would you change your oil anywhere else? It's the $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change, only at NTB. Not valid with other offers. Local and state mandated tax and fees extra, plus $3 disposal fee where permitted. See store for details. The $24.99 ready-to-roll oil change, NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That's right. Questions, comments, submit them to our social media outlets. Dennis, Facebook, says, I'm going to enjoy this year. If the coaches stay committed to playing those who want to be Browns, it should be special. Chud has got Browns pride and has put together an excellent coaching staff. I like your points here, Dennis. It goes back to what we heard. This was, what, back in like February, thereabouts, around combine time, where both Rob Chudzinski and Joe Banner talked about the importance of getting players who want to be Browns, more than just players who want to just sign a contract to play on an NFL team and get paid well to do so. And there is a difference. And you do have options as a team when you're sorting out who you want to be aboard. You're assessing talent. You're assessing a lot of things. But really, this idea of, do you want to be part of this? Do you want to be part of building something? And let's not kid, it's not an easy sell to tell someone you're coming aboard a team that has done poorly over a consistent period of time, and this is all new, and this is a first-year head coach, and this is a whole new operation, but the investment, and talked about this with Jim Donovan, has been made to make this team better. I mean, the investment, just seeing the remodeling that we've enjoyed here in this facility to attract more talent, more quality people to come aboard with this franchise, because the work surroundings are amazing. That's how you recruit people, and with a standard of excellence. You recruit the two best and hire the two best coordinators who are available in the open market. You certainly pay top dollar to get them, and North Turner and Ray Horton. I think those things make statements to players. It matters to players that you look and act and function as a first-class operation, even though you do carry that burden of being a team that hasn't done it, hasn't gotten to the postseason, hasn't had a whiff of being a contender. And you need players who want to say, you know what, I know all that, but I want to be a part of this team because I believe in where they're going and what they're doing. So you're right about that, Dennis, and the coaching staff is a big selling point about that, or to that. The Brad Roll reference, the strength and conditioning coach that Paul made earlier from Twitter, ties into this discussion. Now, John from Facebook says, jaws will drop this season from the pure aggressive nature of the offense and the defense. And he says, go Browns. Well, hopefully you're right about that. We know it's not going to take much to impress as an offense, right? Because the standard hasn't been. We saw moments last year that made us those rainbow shots, those big bombs from Brandon Whedon to Josh Gordon, those touchdown plays that were so pretty, and some of the plays that were catches that were made by Greg Little, but especially those ones to Gordon, and they were few and far between. As the numbers bear out, as the wins, losses bear out. But from an offensive production standpoint, at least you see something that this team can build upon. And now you take the faith that North Turner's presence does plenty to make that happen. And Ray Horton's presence, along with the presence of the players that were brought in to upgrade the defense, makes that more aggressive. Jaws drop. Okay, I want to see that. I'll be happy if people just smile. If they can keep their jaws right where they are, that we're smiling at what we see, that it looks good. And again, as we discussed a little earlier with Jim Donovan, training camp will be where we get some clues, I think, of how things will look and play out. It doesn't give you the perfect indicator of the season. It doesn't. Let's be honest about what camp is. But it does offer you an opportunity to better appreciate, understand how things are going to be done. And I think if you see it running smoothly, if you get a sense that coaches that we think and have shown in the offseason that know what they're doing, and players, and it's not sloppy, and you don't see a lot of mistakes, I mean, those are kind of the basics that you're hoping for, and that the effort looks genuine and real. And if these guys really do want to be Cleveland Browns players, that's showing up on the field too. All the things we'll start looking for when this whole team gets together in 8 days. Okay, we are going to, in a couple of minutes, take the national view on this football team, something we love to do on this show, and happy that so many of my good buddies, my cohorts in the business around the country. Albert Breer is the latest who's going to join us from NFL Network, NFL.com, to give his rundown of this Browns team. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later. Today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns Family Night on Saturday, August 3rd at First Energy Stadium. See live practice at 6:30, followed by a spectacular laser and fireworks show. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that our award-winning customer service is so good we have an A-plus rating at the Better Business Bureau. So call Alarm Force today and get a home alarm system with no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring. And know that every Alarm Force system is backed by the best customer service in the industry.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
You don't have to give up a thing to get a great tire price. At Conrad's, that great out-the-door price includes our complete installation package. Mounting, balancing, rubber valve stems, wheel alignment inspection, lifetime rebalancing, tire rotation, lifetime flat repair, and road hazard protection. And right now at Conrad's, get a $50 rebate on any set of four BF Goodrich tires. Conrad's, Northeast Ohio's hometown tire and service team since 1969.
Conrad's.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is coming on. Indians will be back at it Friday when they take on the Twins in Minnesota. Tribe trailing the Tigers by just a game and a half now in the American League Central as we get ready for the second half of the season. According to Yahoo's Adrian Wojnarowski, the Cavaliers are considering an amnesty waiver bid to claim forward Mike Miller. Miller was just let go by the Miami Heat on Tuesday. Now back to more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, we appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on this Football Wednesday edition of CBD, Cleveland Browns Daily. And Browns fans, test drive the best available seats at Select a Seat this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at First Energy Stadium and join the best fans in the NFL. For more info, call 440-824-3434. I'm excited to tell you that I'll be there on hand. Mike Lombardi, the general manager of the Browns, will be there. We'll do some Q&A work. We'll talk with fans and interact with those of you who are there, and we do encourage you to be there. It's going to be a fun day, so show up, join us, interact. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Albert Breer covers the NFL for NFL Network, for NFL.com, and he's kind enough to join us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline. So, Albert, my first question to you is your take on this new-look Browns team as it gets ready 8 days now to the start of its training camp.
Well, you know, I think it's really interesting, Vic, and just the composition of the team right now. You know, and then you've got a first-time head coach, and you know, first-time head coach there in Chud, and then behind him you've got two very, very experienced coordinators in Turner and Horton. So I think their training camp's going to be one of the more fascinating ones, you know, for a number of different reasons, but I think mostly just kind of seeing how that staff works with the group of young players that they have. The transition, obviously, over to the 3-4 is going to be part of that, going back to what Rob Ryan did there a few years ago. you know, and on the offensive side of the ball, obviously the maturation of Brandon Wheat and some of the other young skill position players. So, you know, I think that the nice thing the Browns, the nice thing about the spot that the Browns are in right now is they've got, I think Tom Hackett left them with a good amount of young talent, and there's a good baseline of young talent there. And a lot of that young talent is there cheap. And so gives them a lot of flexibility as far as what they want to do with their roster and how they want to build going forward. And, you know, of course, I think, you know, as is the case in any place where, you know, you have a Tom Brady or Peyton Manning at quarterback, the, you know, the first question to answer is going to be at that position.
Yeah, and the real critical question is that, and I guess to get your take on Brandon Whedon and how far you think he can come in 1 year's time as a rookie now undergoing a coaching change as well with a new head coach and especially the new quarterbacks coach coordinator in North Turner. I mean, you know, a lot of us are putting a lot of stock in Turner's ability to make Whedon a better quarterback. But it wasn't like he worked with poor coaches last year. Brad Childress did some pretty good things with a guy named Donovan McNabb back in Philadelphia. Pat Shurmur knows his way around quarterbacks, worked with Sam Bradford in St. Louis. Got a pretty good rookie year out of him. How do you see that Whedon development?
Well, you know, I think it's just another year, you know, and yeah, that's part of it. And look, let's not skirt the, you know, kind of the elephant on the couch here, which is you aren't dealing with a 22-year-old kid. You know, and I think part of that is probably organizational. And, you know, I would say you probably want to try and get answers on the kid a little bit quicker. Because you know his window to be a top NFL quarterback, if he can get to that level, is going to be a little bit shorter. And so you want to see as fast as you can what you have in the kid, not only for 2013, but also going forward. One of the good things here is, as far as what Norv Turner does, you know, versus the, you know, the West Coast type of offense that Pat Shurmur and Brad Childress ran, is there's going to be more downfield concepts. And, you know, you see, and obviously losing Josh Gordon at the beginning of the year is not going to help, but you know, if you look and you see what Whedon did at Oklahoma State, you know, the short passing game was important there, but he also did a good job of taking advantage, you know, of some of those opportunities downfield with a guy like Justin Blackmon. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see what Norv Turner is able to do with him. And, you know, you know, over the course of Norv Turner's career, he helped Phillip Rivers. You know, obviously, Rivers had a little bit of a couple of you know, a lot of time the last couple of years, but Alex Smith early in his career when he struggled, his best year came under Norv Turner. And so I think at the very least, you might expect a little bit of a bounce in the performance of Brandon Whedon. Now, whether it's sustainable or not is something that I think, you know, the Browns are going to have to judge, and that will obviously guide their decision-making at that position going forward, you know, after the 2013 season.
And, Albert, the way this team has positioned itself with, you mentioned, Tom Heckert and the drafting that he did, but they invested a third overall pick in Trent Richardson, a very, very high pick to invest in any player, but especially a running back. And when you really look hard at it and obviously see the guys like Alfred Morris and other players who have produced strong numbers, and there's a history of this, strong numbers who didn't have to be taken in the top five or the top ten or even in the first round, it sort of underscores the idea that, you know, there's a lot of investment in this guy, and therefore the carryover to this coaching staff is to get that production from him and make him a meaningful part of this team and offense. My question to you is, as you look at what Trent Richardson's all about and know what Norv Turner is all about, I mean, can you see him making a dramatic jump from a year that was really defined more about how he dealt with injuries than how much he truly produced?
Yeah, I certainly can see if he can stay healthy. And here's the problem, you know, I don't think the injury thing's insignificant. And the reason why is you've started to hear this reputation that Alabama players have for coming into the league beat up and coming to the league maxed out. So, you know, I think Trent Richardson, that's something you got to watch for with players that come out of that program, and particularly a player who played that position. Now, I know he split time for most of his time at Alabama with Mark Ingram, but, you know, you still have to watch and see, you know, are these injury problems, is that part of who he is? You know, now if you can get past that and you can keep him healthy, I think Norv Turner can help him. You know, you can look back and along with the quarterbacks, the other thing that, Norm Turner's been able to do over the course of his career, he's been good for running backs. You know, whether it's Frank Gore in San Francisco, LT in San Diego, you know, obviously Emmitt Smith, the stuff that happened there in Dallas is legendary. So can he be good for Troy Richardson? Sure he can be. You know, the other part of this, too, when you talk about the investment, I think it's a little bit different, you know, in that, you know, first of all, obviously the people that are in that building aren't as invested in Trent Richardson because they weren't the ones who drafted him. You know, and another thing that helps them, you know, kind of go into this with an objective point of view is the money that's sunk into him because of the new rookie salary system, you know, isn't as heavy either. So there's less pressure on them to get more out of him. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't want to try and maximize his talent. And I think when Tom Hackett and those guys looked at it, they didn't look at Trent Richardson as a running back. They looked at him as the type of player the defenses were going to have the game plan for. And so I think that's going to be the onus on Norv Turner. It's going to be to try and turn him into a player that's keeping defensive coordinators awake at night. Somebody that they have the game plan for. Those are the types of players that make the other skill position players better. And so it'll be interesting to see creatively what Norv Turner does to try and get Trent Richardson in a position to make plays and threaten defenses.
Albert Breer from NFL Network at NFL.com joins us. And Albert, you talk about creativity and defensive coordinators. Ray Horton was brought in to bring just that to this Browns team, the 3-4 scheme that is being implemented. But more importantly, you know, what he can get out of some very key assets that were brought in here. Paul Kruger from free agency, Barkevious Mingo from the draft, Quentin Groves from free agency as well, and Desmond Bryant from free agency. I mean, when you look at the investment that this Browns team has made to try to upgrade that front seven in a hurry and then get the most out of what Ray Horton can bring them as a coordinator, how realistic is it to think that can come about this year?
Well, I mean, you look at it, they've already got, you know, one of the best young corners in the game in Joe Hayden. Because he's got a good young safety in T.J. Ward. You know, I think the hope is guys like Phil Taylor are going to, you know, be able to come along. I think right now what you're looking at is that outside linebacker position. That's what's so fascinating about this. Because Ray Horton obviously comes from that Steeler lineage. You know, and in Arizona, he had a very good defense, but they didn't have those edge players. And so now he's back in a position that's not unlike what he had in Pittsburgh, where, okay, now we've invested resources in taking care of those edge positions and having, you know, having guys who can get to the quarterback, you know, off the tackles. And so, you know, I think a lot of his success, you know, obviously they've tied up a lot in Barkevious Mingo and draft pick capital. And obviously Paul Kruger, you know, how she's going to fit into all of this. They've done a lot to try to put themselves in a position to pressure the quarterback. And, you know, what I think really is interesting about it is this going to look like a Pittsburgh type of defense with Ray Horton's background? And then on top of that, you know, is this going to help, maybe help guys back there, you know, in the secondary, guys like Joe Hayden make more plays on the ball? And are you going to be able to get points on the defensive side of the ball because you're able to do those types of things? Certainly, you can see the emphasis there from, you know, from Mike Lombardi and from Chudzinski and from Ray Horton and trying to get guys who are going to be able to give you a chance in the passing game and against some of the quarterbacks in the AFC North, the Roethlisbergers and the Flaccos. And you know, I think that's the idea is if you can get guys who can get to the quarterback and who can affect the quarterback, you're going to give guys like Joe Hayden a better chance to make more plays.
Albert, how do you sort of see the whole balance of competition in the AFC as you assess it? I mean, we're talking Browns now, but there's been all kinds of news that we know that's really shaken this league, most of it coming out of New England, and I know you covered that a great deal.
Yeah.
and know all about that with the Aaron Hernandez story and how dramatically different it's going to be for this Patriot team to go into the year missing most of the top receiving core that it had from 2012. Because if all those pieces are in place, you look at the Pats as a team that once again is making a run at a Super Bowl. Do you still see it like that? But in general, how do you see the AFC shaking out, Patriots and all, for contending teams?
To me, Vic, I still think the Patriots are an easy pick as the favorite in the AFC. I think what this really hurts them is, you know, can they go, you know, when they get into the playoffs? And here's the problem, is that they already were going to have a lot of turnover at those receiver spots. And so naturally, because of that, they were going to lean a little bit more on the tight ends. If you go back and you look at it, you know, Brandon Lloyd, Wes Welker, I mean, Tom Brady's going to be breaking in an entirely new group, whether it's the rookies and Dobson, and Dobson and Boyce, and then obviously bringing in Danny Amendola. Now losing Aaron Hernandez, I think it really puts, it really heightens the importance of keeping guys with injury history like Gronkowski and Amendola healthy, and then probably turns the clock back on them a little bit. Maybe they look a little bit more like they did in 2007 and 08 and 09, where you saw more three-receiver sets. One of the underrated things about Hernandez is, how much he kind of could become that guy. If you did have to go without Welker, or you had to manage Welker's snaps a little bit because he was banged up, how Hernandez could be that threat for you out of the slot. It gave you another layer of depth. Well, now that layer of depth at the slot position is out of there. I think that heightens the importance on Danny Amendola. You don't have anybody like Hernandez who can move around the formation that way. So, my guess is they look a little bit more like that. I think it hurts them. It means they're going to be better in the running game. It means they're going to have to be better on defense. And ultimately, it's going to be interesting to see, how that affects the entire race, the overall race in the conference. I think Denver, you look at them on paper, as long as they can stay healthy, because I don't know what the depth's there, but if they can stay healthy, I think most people will put them at the top of the list. And then I think Houston and even Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a team that quarterback comes along, you look at the roster and it's really solid in a lot of other places. I look at it and I think it was wide open last year. I think it's even more wide open than it was a year ago. And it should make for an exciting race. I still think, I felt this way for a while, the most talented teams in the league are in the NFC.
Will training camps have any kind of a different feel this year in light of what this offseason has been like, which, let's face it, it hasn't been a great one for the league with all the arrests and so forth and the problems that have occurred. In any way, shape, or form, is that part of what you're hearing from the league's end as far as messaging is concerned? And then on top of that, the safety issues that the league constantly harps upon, certainly they're doing this a lot with youth football. Do you see any carryover with that in terms of how teams have to be coached and guided through this summer preparing for the season?
Yeah, well, it's a tough one, Vic. The league's dealing with a lot of this stuff with the concussions and everything else. And I think that you're always trying to strike that balance. And I actually think that's why some of the college coaches have done well, more recently. Is if you look at a Pete Carroll, you look at a Jim Harbaugh, you look now at Chip Kelly coming in at Philadelphia. I mean, those guys, at the college level, had to work around those types of rules. It really constrained what they could do, in the off season and then in their fall camp. And so they've got a good feel for how you get the most out of the time that you're given. And from a time management standpoint, I think it's given them a little bit of a leg up on how to prepare their teams. It's interesting because, and I know you were around the Buffalo Bills in the early 90s, and I remember, those teams being criticized because they didn't, they had a little bit of a country club atmosphere in practice, and they didn't hit the way some other teams did, and they managed their veterans. But really, if you look back, you can see what Marv Levy and Bill Polian did, and Polian carried that over to Carolina and Indianapolis. You're seeing that maybe they saw something back then that, is going to transfer over, and maybe they were a little bit ahead of their time in what they were doing back then. With all of this stuff, obviously, I think, there's an element of wanting to keep your team healthy, but also an element of having to get your team ready to play, getting your team ready and having your team ready to play 16 games. And with the concussion issues and everything else, obviously everybody's radar is going to be up for that stuff. And it puts coaches in a position where they've got to be a lot more creative with their time.
Well, Albert, we appreciate the time you've given us, and we look forward to catching up with you down the line, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks, Vic. Appreciate it.
All right. He is Albert Breer from NFL Network and NFL.com, and he joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. There is much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Browns fans, unite and let your voices be heard. Reserve your seats for three Cleveland Browns games, starting at $99 with a three-game flex plan. Reserve your seats for the home opener against the Dolphins or division rival Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of two additional great matchups. Don't miss out on your chance to join the best fans in the NFL for Cleveland Browns game day at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for taking Drew and me to the eye doctor. I'll just grab my new Medicaid card and we can go.
New Medicaid card?
Yeah, now that I can choose a new health plan, I switched to United Healthcare Community Plan. Got to keep the same doctor and everything.
Good. So Drew will still get her glasses?
Actually, she can get contacts now. United Healthcare Community Plan covers them. Plus, we get rewarded for going to the doctor and the dentist. I already scheduled her checkup for next week.
Really? An insurance company that actually rewards you for going to the doctor?
And they'll provide transportation to our appointments.
So, from now on, you won't need a ride from me.
That's right.
Carry the card that gets you more. Call United Healthcare Community Plan at 1-800-895-2017. That's 1-800-895-2017. 2017.
Miles Kington, a British journalist and broadcaster, once said, "Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing that a tomato doesn't belong in a fruit salad." This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. The point of this quotation is that knowledge can only take us so far if we don't know how to use it. In the mattress industry, for example, you might know that most retail stores actually inflate retail prices before putting a product on sale. Wisdom would be taking that knowledge and not falling for those sales, choosing instead to buy factory direct where there is no middleman markup. Likewise, you might know that the national brands make one-sided mattresses simply because it is cheaper for them to do so. Wisdom would be seeing the value of a two-sided mattress and choosing not to settle for less. So the next time you are in the market for a mattress, use your knowledge, choose wisely, and experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an original.
Hey Cleveland, it's Matt Wilhelm for Sunnyside Audi. As a member of OSU's last national championship team and Super Bowl championship team, I know how important it is to surround yourself with a winning team that performs at a high level. That's why I choose Sunnyside Audi. They're Cleveland's only 6-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer and the top-ranked sales satisfaction dealer in the U.S. Not to mention their sales and service staff has over combined 150 years of experience. Sunnyside Audi, off I-71 in Middleburg Heights. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside or Sunnyside Audi. Audi.com.
Let's go to Facebook. Matt says, "I think Jordan Cameron's going to develop as a player, and it helps having guys like Gary Barnage from Carolina to mentor him." Yeah, I would go with that. I think his presence is a good thing from a veteran. We're talking about Barnage. And with Cameron, look, the other thing is he develops if he stays healthy. He develops if he just continues on course. He's going to develop in this scheme. I think this scheme opens the door for tight ends. And here's the other thing he has to realize, because for the longest time he followed, and rightfully so, kind of that way of Ben Watson just watching the veteran, the old pro. But it's his show. He's got to understand that the spotlight is on Jordan, and he's got to handle it. Jordan Cameron's got to handle it, and make it his position, own it, and be, you know, because it's in his personality. I think it's within him. He's not the most outgoing guy, but I think it's within him to do that. All right, we want to thank Jim Donovan for being on the show and Albert Breer from NFL Network. We want to thank all our folks from social media, Joe Meadows and so forth, for helping us out. Lauren Whitaker, Drew Boatner, our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. 3 Deep is next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.